please sit down. Well, good morning. I'm going to just be focusing on one word today, but one of the most important words that you'll ever hear if you're a Christian. Let's just look again at verses 29 and 30. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Those whom God foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. This is one of the most precious words in the Bible, foreknew. Now, I've got a bit of a bad cold this morning, so my breathing's going to be worse than usual. I ask for a bit of indulgence and prayer as well, but let's pray together. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, help me to deliver this message, which is so important. Give your people ears to hear it. For Christ's sake, amen. What is the church? Obviously, church is not a building. A church may meet in a building, but church is not the building itself. Church is not merely a gathering of religious people, a religious organization. Church is something much more than that. And the best way for me to try and help you understand what church is think of a collective noun. You know what a collective noun is? A flock of sheep, a gaggle of geese, a herd of cattle, a murder of crows. You know what I'm talking about? A collective noun. Church is a collective noun. What it means is this. Very, very special people. Church are people who may be in this world, but they are not of it. Church are peculiar, set apart, very special people. Our text for today tells us that God's church are people who are foreknown, pro-egnon, foreknown by God. Now you may say, but hold on, isn't everything foreknown by God? I mean, God sees into the future, doesn't he? So surely everything that happens and everybody is foreknown of God. Well, not necessarily in this way. The word prognosko, foreknown, is a very special word. And today I'm going to try and devote the entire sermon to explaining what this one little word means. Because if you understand the word foreknew, you'll know what the church is. And if you're a Christian, you'll be amazed. And if you're not a Christian, I hope you'll be very, very jealous. And you'll want to do something about it. The word foreknown is essential to the Christian faith. When I was a student, a long time ago now, I studied, one of my fellow students was a young girl who was studying to be a missionary. And she had an amazing testimony. She had been brought up in an abusive household. She had a terrible father, and during her childhood, her father constantly told her that she was a mistake, that she shouldn't have been born. He constantly told her that she was not wanted, she was ugly, she was unworthy, And she grew up feeling a total failure. Imagine not being loved by your own father and abused like that. She was told she was a mistake. Well, as a teenager, she tried to kill herself a few times and she ended up in a psychiatric hospital. And in this hospital, she heard the gospel for the first time properly preached. And you know what? The gospel radically changed this girl's life. Do you know what set her free? It was that one little word, foreknown. The gospel told her that she was certainly no mistake. In fact, the gospel said she was meant to be born and that she was special and precious in God's eyes and that she had an amazing destiny ahead of her. She learned by the gospel that she was foreknown of God. Now, what we're being told in our text today is this. God's church, every one of them, are people who are foreknown. The Bible explains it in this way. Our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life from before the very foundation of the world. Christians are people known from eternity by God in a very special way. But you may struggle to understand this. You may say, wait a minute. How can we be foreknown from eternity? That's not logical. If I didn't exist before I was born, how can God have known me? Isn't it a bit far-fetched to believe that I could be known before I even existed? You can only know things that exist. Do you agree? That's logical. Well, if I didn't yet exist, how could I be known? That's a bit crazy, you may say. But actually, I can prove foreknowledge in a very practical and organic way. I want you to think of a seed. Think of an oak tree, and its seed is an acorn. Now imagine a huge oak tree, 70 feet tall. Its roots go deep in the ground. Think of all its thousands of twigs and leaves, its thousands of branches, a massive tree. Now, do you realize every single branch, every single little twig that's on that tree existed in its seed long before the seed was even planted in the soil? Encoded in an acorn is every little branch that will grow on that tree. It's written in its code. Now, is that far-fetched? No, that's junior school science, isn't it? Every branch of that oak tree existed in its seed before the tree even grew. Now, listen, the Bible tells us that in eternity, long before the universe was even created, Jesus Christ was the seed of the church. Every true Christian that ever was or ever will be was in Christ before time. Just as every branch on a tree is in the seed before it's even planted. In the seed. In the same way, you and I were in Christ before the world began. Listen to Ephesians 1 verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul writes, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms, listen now, in Christ. Verse 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Christians are in him before they're even born, in the same way that a 70-foot oak tree is in the acorn before it's even planted. Do you get that? Christian, God has always known you. And in a sense, you've always been his. Christians are foreknown. Fore means previously, prior to, before. God explains it this way. He says to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and set you apart. Just as a branch of a tree is in its seed years before it actually grows, so you, Christian, were in Christ before the universe even began. Are you special? But that's not all the word means. Foreknown means to know before, yes. And yes, God knows everything that's going to happen, good and bad. God knew that the devil was going to come into being. Everything is foreknown by God. So you may say, well, what's so special about being foreknown? This. There are two words in the Greek language in the New Testament for the word know. The word ouida, and the word ginosko. Two different words. Now, God knows everything about the future, good and bad. He foreknows the future, obviously. But the word here in this passage is a very special word. It's found in Genesis in the Greek Bible. Do you know there's a place in the Bible where it says, and Adam knew his wife, Eve. Adam knew his wife. Now you may say, well, so what? Adam knew lots of things. He knew his wife. What's the big deal? It says, Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore a son. You see, the word ginosko refers to a very special kind of knowing, a loving, an intimate, an active kind of knowing. This is how God foreknows his church. He lovingly knows them. He actively loves them. And that is what we mean when we say the church is foreknown by God. It's not just that he knows they're going to be. He loves them in the way that Adam loved Eve. But before time. And it comes into being in the fullness of time. In Jeremiah 31 verse 3, it's put like this. Listen, church. God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. Where we read here that the church is foreknown of God, what it means is this. God has always had a holy, unchanging love and concern for his special people. God's church are special. They are set apart from everybody else. That's what the word holy means. Kadosh. It means to set apart from everybody else. Well, you may be thinking, well, that sounds too good to be true. Are you telling me just because I happen to be a Christian that I've been loved forever and ever and I'm special? In the eyes of God, loved eternally? Well, that's what changed my friend's life, that girl who's now a missionary. She was told she was not wanted, not loved, not good enough. And it was so terrible when the way she grew up. She just wanted to die, and she tried to kill herself. And then she heard the gospel, and she learned through the foreknowledge of God, she's precious. She's got a reason for living and a purpose behind her existence. Loved with an everlasting love. And Christian, do you want to know how much God loved his church at the beginning? Do you want to get an idea of how preciously loved you were? John 17:23. Look it up when you get the time. This is what we're told. Jesus says this. Father, you have loved them even with the love you had for me. The church is as precious to God as God's own son. God does not even love his own son better than he loves his church. Now listen, the devil doesn't want you to know what I'm telling you today. Maybe that's why it's hard for me to get this out to you. The devil doesn't want you to know this. He'll do his best to let you hear all sorts of false little messages about what you've got to do and the conditions attached to Christianity. The devil will tell you that you're a nobody, you're an organic chunk of meat, you're an evolved primate, you're an animal. But God this morning wants you to know, church, that you have a significance that shares eternal love with God's Son in eternity. The church is foreknown. The church is something radically different from the rest of the human race, something set apart, sanctified. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones expressed what I'm trying to say like this. Let me quote Lloyd-Jones to sort of reinforce what I'm saying. This is what he says, I quote, "What God does is to produce a people for himself. When it comes to Abraham's two sons, Isaac and Ishmael, it was God who produced Isaac. Isaac was miraculously born. It was not a case of Isaac and Ishmael being born and God looking at the two and saying, I'm going to take that one and leave the other. No, that's the wrong concept. It is this. God produced Isaac by miraculous birth. And what separates the church from the rest of humanity is we have been born miraculously by the Holy Spirit. You see, God's church are in this world, but we are not of it. We're a peculiar people, a holy people. That means set apart from the rest of the human race. I could put it this way. The church is the ugly duckling of this world. You all know the story of the ugly duckling? Let me just remind you, the scholars here that need to remember this. There was a swan egg that accidentally was placed in a duck's egg nest with all the duck eggs. Got mixed up with all the duck eggs. And all the eggs hatched at the same time. But out of the hatchings were a lot of little fluffy yellow, cute little ducklings and one grey, gangling, awkward-looking creature. And the mother looked at this and thought, yuck, what an ugly duckling. What's wrong with that one? But you see, the thing was, this was not a duckling at all. It was a creature destined, born to be a swan. He may have been born in a duck's nest, but he was certainly not a duck. Now, the Church of Jesus Christ are people who have been born into this world, but they're somehow different from everybody else. And if you're a Christian, you know that. You don't quite fit in. You know, you don't go crazy about the things the rest of the world's going crazy about. You somehow think differently. You're somehow wired differently. And people might look at you and think you're totally weird. You know, all the non-Christians. But it's not really that you're weird, like the ugly duckling, it's that you're special. You were born destined to something the world cannot even imagine, and that's why you don't fit in. Hey, you might not look like much, you know, like the ugly duckling, but just you wait. You're destined. Do you know what you're destined for? You are foreknown of God, loved with an everlasting love, destined one day to rule and reign on a throne with Christ. Your big brother, one day you will judge angels and speak face to face with God Almighty. That's why you feel a bit out in this world. You are foreknown, destined for something profound. So let me close. Do you sometimes feel like an ugly duckling in this world? You're born here, but somehow you don't feel you belong here. You can't get excited about all the crazy things this world gets all hot under the collar about. You know, you long for more. There must be more to this world than what this world's going after. Well, let me tell you, Christian brother, sister, you're not mad. You're an ugly duckling. You are somebody born into this world, but you're not of this world. You're somebody very, very special. You're somebody foreknown of the Father. And one day, maybe sooner than you realize, all that you're longing for will be realized when you see him. The church is those whom God has foreknown, loved with an everlasting love. Let's pray together. Oh, in Jesus' name, Father, I just pray that your Spirit will let this sink into our hearts and minds this morning. To be loved with an everlasting love. To be special even from before we existed. To somehow have been in Christ before there was even a universe. The seed of eternity. Oh God, what a thought. Please keep us faithful. And I pray for those who are not yet in the church, but are stirred and made awakened by even this message. Oh, draw them with your cords, please, Father. Convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And may your church be made ready for its return. The sons of God to be revealed. Amen. We're going to close.